Lesson 11. Sam, in Lesson 11, we learn a whole new concept regarding English and the English language.
Yes, in Lesson 11, we introduce the consonant digraph. Now, a consonant digraph is a consonant sound represented by two consonant letters. In other words, one sound, two letters. And that gives us a consonant digraph.
Now, in Lesson 11, we're obviously doing the digraph CK.
Right.
But are there other consonant digraphs that we'll have later on?
Oh, yes, there are many, and we will be taking them up later in the course.
And the other thing we're learning in this lesson?
In this lesson, we also take up the QU spelling form. In English, a Q is always followed by U.
Okay, let's go through the Lesson 11. With the digraph CK making the K sound. Let's read down the column. Ack, back, hack, jack, lack. One more time, a little more quickly. Ack, back, hack, jack, lack. Next column. Mac, pack, rack, sack. One more time. Mac, pack, rack, sack. And the last column. Tack, yak, zack. Again, tack, yak, zack. Now, can you look through those words and tell which words are actually proper names? That's right, they are the ones that have the capital letters. Jack, Mac, and Zach. And with the Q-U, it's quack.